So now we go from sports to music. Not too long ago, we ran a piece about Afropunk, a film about blacks in punk and hardcore. Now, New York City's black punk rockers tend to be the do-it-yourself types and don't always take kindly to leadership. Still, the black hardcore music scene there is inspired by a few musicians, including Tamar Kali, who leads her own band. Here's NPR's Cheryl Corley with a profile.
In her lyrics and her own personal style, Tamar Kali blends feminist politics and Afrocentricity in a way that gives her hard rock sound a soulful edge. Heading down. Tamar Kali has been touring Europe recently and joins me now from London. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, tell me first of all, how does a black woman from Brooklyn, who grew up listening to a lot of hip-hop, come to head her own rock band in New York?
I actually grew up listening to a lot of rock. So that's why it's a very organic, sensible progression. I've been doing music now officially since 92. This is about a music that spoke to me at a time in my life, very clearly around the time of about 19, where I think a lot of young African-American people in America start questioning their identity, looking towards their history. And hardcore definitely was a music that I could express my frustration and the anger that you originally come to when you learn some of your history and you're dealing with society's ills and things like that. I say I love you.
We can imagine all sorts of obstacles in the way of an independent artist, a black female musician. But what have been some of the biggest obstacles you faced and maybe still face on the way to getting where you are?
Pretty much loud rock, hard rock, however you want to call it, is a white male dominated genre. And I have yet to see a woman, never mind a black woman, getting that type of recognition in that scene. But I feel like for anyone who loves music, you're never trapped by genre or what a person looks like. If you hear something and you dig it, you dig it. I've never heard something I dug, and then after I saw who the messenger was, say, oh, I don't like it anymore. You know what I mean? Either you feel it or you don't. And I wish that the industry was based on that, as opposed to having to classify things down racial lines.
Well, tell me a little bit more about today's music scene and the black punk and hard rock community in New York, and whether or not it's important to you to bring blacks who are in hard rock together, and what your role has kind of been in strengthening that community.
Well, it's always very interesting when people kind of choose me as their idea of a leader of a scene, and I totally cannot claim that identity. There was a time where I was involved in the New York, you know, little hardcore scene, going to shows, jamming with people, eventually being in a band. But I think as you develop and grow as an artist, more than likely you're not really in a scene. You expand beyond that. And I believe that that's where I am today.
Well, in the documentary Afropunk, you also said you were aiming for a new kind of audience.
There's a community that's going to be hard for me to reach, and they're black. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the indie rock scene, but the jiggy Negroes. I want you. You know what I mean? I want to turn your ass out. You know what I mean? Open up your minds. You know, it's ministering to our own community. That's the hard part. And not the bohemian Negroes or the artists. You know, a lot of artists come to see me, too. You know, it's folks on my block. You know what I mean?
Tell me about who's coming to your shows these days.
What I noticed was that when I used to front a post-hardcore band, there were a lot of hardcore kids at the show. That's because it was a community collaboration thing. But once I became a solo artist, it was like people had fear, like they didn't want to come because they didn't know what it was going to be. Like all of a sudden it was just going to be like R&B or something. Like, I was going to turn into Mary J. Blige because I didn't have, no, you know, I'm not dissing Mary. I'm just saying that coming from hardcore and people then assuming just because I'm a black woman, like, my solo project is going to be Mary J. Blige. Like, why they would think that, I don't know. So my audience changed immensely, and it became primarily black artists. And as of late, a lot of women are coming to my shows.
Are those the folks you're trying to reach with your music?
I'm trying to reach anybody who could benefit from it. You know what I mean? Like, if you like this kind of sound, then I want you at the show. If you are relating to my lyrics and you feel like some of your story is in my story, come to the show. If you just think it's a spectacle and I'm a freak and it interests you, come to the show. I really don't have any criteria for my audience. I just feel like anyone who would benefit from seeing or hearing what I do, I want them to be able to have access to it.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was New York musician Tamar Kali speaking with NPR's Cheryl Corley. You can check out more of Tamar Kali's music on the News and Notes webpage at npr.org.